Chapter 5. Jim's New Chance. Marlowe was worried about Jim and wanted to help him again. He understood that Jim needed more than a job. He needed something to give him back his self-confidence. One day, Marlowe and Jim were in the port where Mr. Stein, an old and trusted friend of Marlowe's, lived. Marlowe decided to ask Stein for advice. Mr. Stein and Marlowe had been friends for many years. As a young man, Stein had left his home, travelled all over the Far East, and had had many adventures. Now nearly 70 years old, he was a wealthy businessman who owned trading posts all over the Far East. He lived in a big house in an eastern port city and was always happy to sit and talk with Marlowe. As they sat in comfortable chairs in Stein's study, Marlowe told Stein all about Jim. When Marlowe had finished, Stein smoked his pipe in silence for a few minutes. Then he said, "I think I understand him. He wants to live his dream. He wants to be the man he is in his imagination. He's young, and he still has the chance to make his dream come true. Perhaps I can help. A trading post that I own in Patusan has been losing money for a long time. I think that the manager, Cornelius, has been stealing from me. Maybe Jim would be interested in becoming the new manager." Marlowe knew about Patusan, but had never been there. It was in a very remote part of Malaysia, about 55 kilometers up river from the ocean. It was a land of deep jungles and high hills, and was also known as a very dangerous place. "That might be perfect," said Marlowe. "I think Jim wants to escape from the world he knows. Nobody there will know or care about his past." "It's true that nobody there will care about his past," said Stein. "But his life in Patusan will not be easy. For example, at first Jim will have to share the trading post house with Cornelius. I'm going to let Cornelius remain there because of his stepdaughter. Her mother, Cornelius's wife, died recently. I think it will be easier for the girl if she and Cornelius don't have to worry about where to live. If Jim decides to stay in Patusan, he can build another house for himself later. Also, there are fights between Patusan's two leaders, Raja Alang, the leader who controls the river and the land around it, usually starts the fights. He and his men rule through fear, sometimes stealing from the villagers and killing them. The other leader is an important Malay chief called Doramin. He's a friend of mine, and will help Jim." Later, Marlowe told Jim about Stein's offer and about all the possible dangers and problems. "This is the opportunity I've been dreaming of," said Jim happily. "Thank you for talking to Stein about me, and thank you for trusting me. It won't be an easy life, and when you're in Patusan, you'll be very far away from the world you know," explained Marlowe. "That's exactly what I want," said Jim. He was optimistic and excited as he went to meet Stein and discuss the details. Stein gave Jim two things to take with him to Patusan. One was a letter for Cornelius, firing him from his job as manager and informing him that he and his stepdaughter could continue to live in the trading post house with Jim. The other thing was a silver ring. "Doramin gave me this ring many years ago, after I saved his life," Stein explained to Jim. "It is a symbol of friendship. When you show the ring to Doramin, he'll know that you're a friend of mine and that he must help you." The following day, Jim excitedly prepared to go to Patusan on one of Stein's ships. Marlowe accompanied Jim to the ship. While Jim was putting his things in his cabin, the captain spoke to Marlowe. "I'll only take the gentleman to the fishing village at the mouth of the river," he said. "I won't go up the river to Patusan. It's a very dangerous place these days. Raja Alang sometimes kills people coming to Patusan. I think your friend will be in danger." Jim had returned to the deck and heard this last sentence. He just smiled. He felt like a young boy going on a school trip, and he was too excited to be worried about anything. "I promise to take care of myself," he said to Marlowe as they said goodbye. "I'll try to stay out of danger. Thank you, and thank Mr. Stein for me again." Marlowe and Jim shook hands, and Marlowe left the ship. He stood on the dock and waved to Jim as the ship sailed away.